So we left off, Perek Shnimasar, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Gimel, where Rambam shifts from particular halachos of mitzvahs, Giluach Peyas, is Isser, the lab of Giluach Peyas, to certain universal principles that mitzvahs tend towards, which is interesting in and of itself. That why that would be the case. So I guess.
And it's even more strange because this isn't even an example of that case.
It's not an example of that case.
Lotases, right? I mean, it's an example of an exception to the rule that all lotases, women are included in.
That's right.
But it's not an exception. It's not part of the principle of mitzvot mangrama.
No.
It's just not even clear why it's relevant here at all.
Right. It's a it's an instance of mitzvahs that but in which the universal chiyuv does not exist. No, it does so as an exception to the rule of losases. But yet that's what it is. It's an example with the first point seems to be that what interests the Rambam here is that the mitzvahs other nature are obligatory upon the Ummah. So the fact that there is such a thing even as a mitzvah, there is such a thing as a chiyuv mitzvah, which doesn't apply to everybody, that is in and of itself interesting. So it's true, this particular example, the first instance of a mitzvah, which has conditions in its chiyuv, is an exception to is one of three exceptions to the universality of losases. Mitzvahs say have a bigger domain of conditionalized chiyuvim. But in the most general sense of a chiyuv which is conditional, which is hyphenated, which is limited to certain members of the citizen body. So this is the first example of that.
I mean, we had Talmud Torah before this one.
That's true. So it's not the first. Talmud Torah is the first. That's interesting also. So why wouldn't Talmud Torah be the first example of mitzvahs which are limited in their chiyuv? Whose chiyuv is limited to certain members of this body. So, in a sense, so, the Talmud Torah is constant. So it doesn't meet the doesn't meet the criterion of the mitzvah, so say.
Which criterion is that?
Mizman lezman. So
that's why
the,
we would be obligated. The reason they're exempt is a different point.
What?
They're not exempt because of this principle. They're exempt for a particular reason in Talmud Torah.
Hold on. Okay. Say that again, Yaakov.
Aren't they exempt from Talmud Torah because of a particularity of Talmud Torah? Not because of the generality of interstitious one comma?
Hmm. I don't know. Does he explain in particular why they're not chayev? He just says they're not chayev. The only thing he really explains there is why they're not chayev in teaching their son, from what I remember. Let's see. Kol shein of the limud, ain of the whatever. So hold on a second.
Like you're saying, it's clearly not because it's mom, because it's not a mitzvah.
No, it's not. But there's no, I don't think there's any particular explanation of the particularity of p'tur of women, but only by the katan. Ein isha chayavis l'lamed is bana. Shekola chayav l'lamed, chayav l'lamed. So there's no other explanation. And
isn't this
snake? It's tough. That's the chayav to teach. But that's not...
And once they're not students, then they're not chayav in the mitzvah as recipients. And once they're not recipients, they don't have to give it over to others. They're exempt. I mean, isn't that the limud b'neichem lo b'noseichem?
He doesn't say that.
He doesn't. Usually, he doesn't quote the limud. How often is
he? Well, if the limud is relevant, he does mention the limud.
Okay.
Like for example, in Halacha Beis, Mipnei Shmuel lamdu banecha elu talmidecha, shetalmidim kriim bana.
Right, that's because it's not shot of the pasuk. Mipnei Shmuel. It's the thing. Banechem
is the plural for children. That would include daughters. Let's see. In the Sefer Mitzvah, he does.
At the end of Mitzvah Yiralah. Ein ha-nashim chayavos ba, shorim nemar ba, ulamadikim osam shkineichem, amru b'neichem, b'lo b'noseichem. Much inspired the Gemara Constitution. But he doesn't mention, like most limud, meaning you need a reason why the Rambam would mention a limud. At least as an introduction. He's not going to mention all the limud. He's just going to mention the conclusion. So when you need something in order to show you how to read a pasuk, or in order to show you how it makes sense, he'll give it to you, but usually he won't give you a derivation. So what do you
What would the Torah say if it was including daughters? A separate pasuk of Bnei Seichem? Bnei Seichem, is only males. I mean, a mixed group, Bnei Yisrael includes the women. It's not just talking about the males. Bnei Yisrael. So that's the... So what would you say? What would the Torah have said? I'm just following through this language. So what would the Torah say if it did include daughters? A separate pasuk for multiplication of pasuk, in which like Beis Kosa Marla Bnei Israel to get Beis Yaakov, something like that. It's a funny. It's a funny lemma to begin with. B'neichem v'lo b'neseichem. Why would that be what it means? So from the general rule of mitzvah to say, woman would be chayav because it's constant. It's only mitzvos which are not constant, which the mitzvah say shas magrama applies. So therefore, one needs some sort. That's why you need a limud altogether, because otherwise, but on general principles, you would assume they are chayav. The limud of limud to masans b'neichem excludes the more general principle of mitzvahs being high, of women being high, and mitzvahs needed. It's a funny limit. Limit temos tam es b'neichem l'daber bo. So it's a b'neichem. So limit tam. The second limit is also interesting. So you might think, even though women are putter in women themselves, why would you need to mention that? She's putter. So it seems that the rule, insofar as Rambam formulates it, is in Los Ases and within the mitzvahs and within the mitzvahs the limit of the mitzvahs within time. The domain of mitzvahs medios doesn't have a rule. That's interesting too. Why not have a rule? Kol mitzvot tmidios, nashim chayav ben, chutz mitam atal. So that doesn't occur. The
And then after changing the question, Thomas Hart is not the only exception. I just could have had a whole list of exceptions.
Hello?
I'm saying Thomas Hart is not the only exception. So it's just like here, you could have had
a whole
list.
Sorry, Yakov. I got bumped off there for a second. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear anything. Last thing I heard was myself saying, it's interesting that there's not a exception for the mitzvot tamidiyot. What did you say at that point?
I was saying within that idea, it's also like Talmud Torah wouldn't be the only exception to it. Like, there could be a whole bunch. You could say there's chayiv in anything which is either tamid or not mizman, except for Talmud Torah and Brit Mila and Pidgin Aben and whatever other ones they're not chayiv with.
Right, and of course, but there's no general rule at all for. And well, Bris Mila maybe wouldn't, because it's simply not a material possibility. Maybe you would, but whatever. But there would have to be ones in which there's material possibility to be a bar chiyuv, or maybe not. But I can imagine that would be one. But the general point you're making, yeah, exactly. You would think that there would be yet another rule. Namely, what's the all mitzvot midiyot zechayven, except for whatever exceptions it is, Talmud Torah, whatever ones there are. That is interesting. That the entire issue, the entire exploration, is only in the lo sa'aseis and the mitzvah seishas mangrala. Now, I'd like to say something about that, because that, I think, it doesn't deal with them in that way. The point is, the Rambam avoids dealing with them as a klal altogether. Now, why is that? Is that because the mitzvos? So, are the mitzvos tamidios also the mitzvos of the first prakim of Yesodia Torah? Are there mitzvos that say tamidios other than the first mitzvos of Yesodia Torah, or are those the tamidios?
We noted tefillah yesterday.
That's right. It was just so tefillah could be conceived of as its midas. That certainly would be outside of that. Is there anything else besides the first five? Achta v'drachav. Also.
Which one? A lot of the Hilchos Deos ones, right? Ahavas Gea, Ahavas Rea.
Those are all Tzmidius. Right, so the Tzmidius and the first five are not the same. Tzmidius is Tzmidius, and the four, five of the five. So why really wouldn't there be a rule for the Tzmidius also?
I mean, it wouldn't be Tzmidius. Either Tzmidius or not Zman L'Zman. Right? It's a negative rule, because the class isn't Tzmidius. The class is all mitzvah say, which are not Zman L'Zman. And that could either be because they're Tzmidius,
right,
or
right,
that they're Tzmidius. I mean, either Tzmidius or something which is event-oriented. Hashavas Aveda, women are Chayavasim, because it's not Zman L'Zman. It's not constant. It's when you find the lost object.
Well, that might be what you're saying is it's not in Zman altogether, but I'm saying
right.
The ones that are related to Zman, either in being constant or having a circumscribed time, that would be one thing. And yeah, so maybe they want to ask about the other one too, about the ones that are outside of time too. It might also be that there is no general rule.
I mean, isn't the general rule women are chayavos unless there's a reason to exempt them, just like lo
sa'aseis? What?
Isn't the general rule women are chayavos in all mitzvos, just like lotas says? They'd be chayavos in all mitzvos that say, unless there's a specific reason, for example?
Unless there's a... well, I mean, that's not a general rule. That's just what a mitzvah is. But it might.
And why
not...
did we need it for lotas says?
What? Because there's only three.
No, no,
that's
that's
what I'm saying.
Why did we need the rule?
Because there's so few... The point there might be that there's so few exceptions. But when there's many exceptions, and then there's nothing really to generalize either on the side of the chiyuv or on the side of the exception. So in the case of in both of those cases, there's an exception. So I wonder if the real what's the real clarification there? Is the clarification the generality, or really the clarification is the exceptions? There's so few exceptions. So one second. Kol mitzvah lisa shibter echad nashim echad nashim chayavim chutz mi bal takif bal tashkis bal tamei. It's just three. The chol mitzvah shibter on 5 minutes to hear the shem pesuros chutz mi kiddush yom v'achilas matzah v'achilas pesach. Well, that's two clarifications. So the clarification of the chayavim. It would seem to be that there's just these three. It would just be on the level of the exception. That there's these exceptions, these three exceptions only, would be the clarification of that first one. The second one, both elements are a clarification. That mitzvahs that say have a domain of ptur is itself an interesting thing, and that it usefully can be thought of in terms of just these exceptions. That's an interesting thing as well. Whereas the other classes of mitzvah, either the tamidios or the ones which are outside of Zman altogether. But what is the gen? Truthfully, though, for the most part. The mitzvahs tamidios, women are going to be chayavin as well. How many mitzvahs tamidios are they not chayavin? Talmud Torah. What else are they not chayavin? Can you think of anything more besides?
You get into some interesting domains because there's something not chayavin. By default, for example, any mitzvah say these wouldn't be tamidios, but if we're just talking about all the rest of the mitzvah, right, that you run into the things that say kohanim, any mitzvah which is specific to kohanim, then women aren't included because they can't do avoda. So just like any Yisrael is excluded from any mitzvah which has to do with how one does the avoda, you know, that would apply to women as well. So you're going to end up where any mitzvah is based in, right? If a woman can't be on a based in, so any mitzvah which applies to based in, it only applies to judges. If a woman can't be a technical judge, those mitzvahs by default won't apply to women. I mean, it's an area where there's not as clear-cut cases. I mean, we could create a list. Like within the mitzvahs on Yechidim as discrete meisim, there are very few, like you said. We Talmud Torah,
right.
And we can't think of any others. If we start including all mitzvahs, say, then you run into some of these more generic, you know, either national mitzvahs or the one who is functioning as a judgment, so where women would be excluded just because they're not passionate about that kind of thing anyway.
Well, that's minuis. Minuis. Things which need minui. They're excluded from all minui. Be it the minui of the king, be it the minui of the kohen, be it the minui of the judge, the minuis.
But by the same factor, women are, of course, exempt from the lotus, say, of not being Mar Benashim, because they can't be the king. That we don't need to say, because it's just not in the situation. The point here is mitzvahs that they are in the situation, and from that standpoint, there are very few. There's Talmud Torah, there's Pidgin HaBen, they don't have to be part of their son, and again, they don't have to do mila not just for themselves, but they also don't have to take, you know, they don't have to do mila on their son. But there are very few mitzvahs say where you would think women should be included and they're taken out. It's not a huge class of exception.
No. No. So
why not mention it also?
So why not mention the why?
Just
why
like mention the rule about lo tases. Why not mention the principle women are chayavos and mitzvot aseh, which are not mizman mizman, etc.
Which are tamidios, except for
not mizman mizman or tamidios, except for these three.
Except for what is the three? Talmud Torah.
Talmud Torah. No, forget Minuim, because that's what I said. Then on Lo Tasei, you would have to say a woman is also Ptura from all the Isurei Melech, right? That she can't be Mara Benashim. Women are exempt from that,
no,
because they can't be king. You don't have to list that there, so she wouldn't have to list it here. The only thing you'd have to list here is Talmud Torah, Kidron Aben, and Mila. They don't have to do Mila for their sons.
Well, I mean, for the same reason, you could take out Mila.
No, because you might say they're chayv to be Mara Ben. As a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You could argue the point.
Okay.
So yes, Mila,
okay.
No, Mila doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Two,
okay.
You're not going to have many. So it's not just because it's few in
number.
No, you're
not going to have many. So there's not many of those either. So why not say women are chayiv and all the mitzvahs to medios, except for this tiny amount of exceptions. And start that off with the bnei chem the lo bnei sei chem of Talmud Torah. But no, we wait till the first example here of lo saseis and starts with that. That's interesting. All right, I don't really have any good answer for that. It's just interesting to note it. Keep it for a while.
That's another direction. Okay. Maybe it's not only because it's the first time this comes up, but maybe it has a specific significance over here. Because you also have in this paragraph the issue of that men and women can't cross-dress. Meaning the difference between Ish and Isha is something which has a great significance within the Chukos HaGoyim world. I'm not sure exactly what the idea would be, but that this might be addressing how the Torah views the Ish-Isha distinction as opposed to the Chukos HaGoy way of viewing it. And therefore, it's not just this is the first opportunity to mention it, but it's also a conceptually suitable opportunity to mention it.
Yoni?
Yes.
Why is the one, Howard, why did they, why didn't the Ram put the first distinction about the women's exception by the first opportunity, which is probably Kriya Shema?
Talmud Torah.
Even better, right, Talmud Torah earlier.
Well, this is before Kriya Shema.
Right, Talmud Torah is before. No. Okay.
Talmud
Torah.
You're
correct. Talmud Torah. First
exception. Okay. Yeah. We were wondering about that. Well, the first thing is that Talmud Torah isn't part of these rules because Talmud Torah is an exception to something else, which is that women are chayav and mitzvahs tamidios. It's an exception to women being. Being chayav in tamidios. It's not an exception to ein lo saseh, and it's not an exception to mitzvah saseh shesman grama. It's an exception to mitzvah tamidios. And that doesn't have a rule at all. It not only doesn't have a rule here, it doesn't have a rule at all, which was what we were just talking about. Why? It's interesting that there's no rule of stating that women are chayav in mitzvah tamidios with these few exceptions. So first I was wondering, maybe there's a lot of exceptions, but the truth is there's not. there's very few, less probably than Mitzvah Seishas Magrama, a lot less. So in terms of crystallizing the category of exceptions, it wouldn't be many. It wouldn't be many at all. So we just, why that would be, I'm not sure. But that we were just musing about what would be the positive, what would be the purpose of putting it here? So Yaakov was suggesting that perhaps it's not really a halacha, and that it's the first example that because it happens to have the accuracy of being the first place where women are not marechiyah, but rather it's a exploration. In other words, it's instrumental exploring where and when women are chayav in the mitzvahs. Is a counterpoint, is an exploration of what exactly is the proper chok, way of thinking of the chok, of difference between men and women, which is appropriate insofar as the chukim of malbush, of appearance, namely that the zakan and the payas are a component part of establishing the chok of style, of appearance style, in the and there's an iser now in the Klal Yisrael to have a hairstyle which promotes chukayak of hanhagas akomer. But the that is introductory to a more general issue of having chukim by which appearance of identity. And a male and female identity is established, which is going to come next to dressing as well.
It's an interesting theory, and I think it has merit. But I mean, it would nice to have a riot. There's like what will be a riot for that?
It's not yet a theory yet. It's more a direction for possible thought that might develop into a theory.
Okay.
It's a hypothesis. Hypothesis worth testing. So yeah, it is. It's a nice hypothesis worthy of testing.
Take it out of the realm of it just being the first time that women are exempt from these two laven. There's a few more that I got to put on the old list.
Right.
It's presenting it on a more intrinsic area.
It's right. It's instrumental to countering the chok avodas akum with the chuki Yisrael. By which the differentiation of men and women is rooted in Chukei Yisrael, Chokimishpat Yisrael, rather than Chokach. It's not an intrinsic exploration of exceptions, but rather exceptions to Avodas Mitzvahs is a vehicle for exploring what is the true nature of identity, of male and female identity. So it's an interesting thought to keep in mind. Okay, so let's stop this point. So hold on, just let me turn off the recording.
Hello?